4 is an emergency ordinance by Kershaw County Council to require face coverings in the unincorporated area of Kershaw County. With that, we move to a vote. All those in favor signify by raising your hands. Mr. Tucker, Mr. Gardner. All those opposed signify by raising your hands. Mr. Connell, Mr. Bozard, Mr. Burns, and Mr. Snodgrass. Please be in. I kindly refrain from these outbursts. The motion fails, and we'll move on.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Kershaw County Council voted to defeat the ordinance for the mask, and the people cheered and hollered, victory for freedom and liberty. But was it really? Or was it just voting the right way for the wrong reasons? Grab your duct tape, wrap it around your head, and some popcorn. This is going to be a long show. On Tuesday, August 11th, Kershaw County Council had before it an masking ordinance. It was buried deep inside the agenda on page 54. And as you saw from the beginning of the show, it was defeated. It was the conversations the mask debaters had that really, really tell a story. Is liberty still alive in Kershaw County? Or perhaps it is just fleeting? We begin today with the walrus, Tom Gardner, who is the one that supposedly introduced this masking ordinance. Of course, he doesn't write to wear as it is, but apparently he's the scapegoat for who did it. So let's take a little listen to Mr. Tom Gardner as he explains his reasoning for wanting to support the ordinance. Go ahead there, Tom.
So, Mr. Gardner, would you lead us through this?
Absolutely. And I think we opened things back too early. That's my personal opinion. Social distancing is fine, and it works, but I think a mask works equally as well, if not better. I think that we've lacked leadership at the federal level and the state level, and I think we have an opportunity here at a local level to step up. We have the welfare and health and welfare of our citizens at our door. You know, this is what we need to do, because I believe masks work. If I get COVID, my outcome is not going to be very good. But even if I didn't have that, I believe in masks because I believe they work. I believe when two people wear masks close together, I think it's a proven fact that the likelihood of spreading that is very high. And I think that it's time for us to stand up and take a stand and say, this is what we need to do. I'd rather wear a mask for 60 days than wear a ventilator tube in my throat, begging to live.
Does anybody else see a little whiny, little scaredy cat right here? That's what Tom Gardner is. You see, friends and neighbor, he got stage 4 cancer. He needs to be staying home and staying away from everybody anyway, because he done had all this cancer treatment that left his immunity system completely destroyed, and yet he's coming to these meetings and everything and wanting everybody to wear masks. Oh, y'all wear masks. And it's, in part of his statement, he even says, oh, I can't go to restaurants and all because people ain't wearing masks. Well, Tom, if you wearing a mask, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? You protected. Oh, great day. And the science is proven. And we know for a fact there's so many studies out there that show the mask ain't even effective hardly. Even Anthony Fauci said it might stop a drop or something like that, but it ain't really doing nothing. But Mr. Tom wants everybody. He wants to force everybody to wear a mask because he don't feel safe. He's afeared. And 99 point, it's getting more and more high every time the CDC comes out with the fake numbers and everything about, oh, the coronavirus is spreading everywhere. No, and the deaths keep going down. And even when they try to mock corona this way or corona not this way and all that, they're lying to us. And Tom Gardner sits around watching NBC all the damn time, or CNN, the Communist News Network, or the fear mongers. He watches the fearmongers. I bet he knows all their names and talks like Jenna Bush is there in the family and whatever, the Kobe Roby and the Fox News friends and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Anyway, then you have Samu Tucker. Now, Samu, that thing really loves authority, and he's afeared of all this here virus. Come on, Sammy, tell us what you know.
So, Mr. Tucker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to support this tonight. Let me state that. I believe these masks work, and I believe that we need to wear them to keep each other safe, not just yourself, but others. I have not sat down in a restaurant and eaten since this come out because you can't eat with this mask on, and I understand that. I mean, we're just applying a little bit of common sense. So I do carry out a takeout because I don't want to be exposed to the people that's having a jolly good time up in there, swapping spit and whatever else they swapping, and then I get contaminated. So I choose to go where I need to go and do in a safe manner, but at the same time, if I bump up into you in the Lowe's and you chatting and spitting, and I don't have my mask on, and you don't have yours on, and you're carrying something, then here we go. Or if I'm carrying something. And as you probably have looked at the numbers, there's a lot of us that's asymptomatic, more than we thought. Meaning you walking around healthy and fine, but you spreading the crap out of this mess. It's an invisible disease.
You know what?
You know, everybody.
You know what? Why ain't Samuel been afraid like this all the time? I mean, the flu and all that. Why hadn't he been wearing a mask, and why hadn't he gone in, got to take out, and said something to all the people over yonder having a good, jolly good time? Hey, y'all, quit slopping spit. I might get the flu. I'm scared. Why not? Why not, Samu? Why all of a sudden? Why all of a sudden you afeared of everything and you want everybody to wear a mask and you want to force them with a gun? Bang, 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 bang. We're going to lock you up if you don't wear a mask, don't you know? What in the hell is going on around here? All the people gone crazy. It's like, you know, they turn on the programming on the TV and they just go into the zombie land. Ain't got no sense at all. Can't even do no research on the computer. It don't take very long, and then all of a sudden you got opposing views. But no, he ain't listening to none of that.
I asked right now, and I asked this to a council member yesterday, how many of y'all up here gets a ticket for improper signal or no signal? Police don't enforce that either, not unless you're wrecked. But it's on the books. You know, everything is not going to be enforced as on the books or not on the books, but what we're trying to do is just have our citizens to be a little bit more responsible by having some buy-in into what is going to be healthy until we can figure all this out.
You know, when old Samuel talks about buy-in, you know what that means? That means I'm going to whip the hell out of you. We're going to beat you. We're going to fine you. We're going to get you to buy into my bullshit. That's what that is. It's bullshit. He wants to force everybody because he's afeared. He's a scared. Oh, his aunties and his grandma and all that gonna get sick. Why in the hell wasn't he doing this last year and the year before last and that? Why wasn't you wearing a mask then? I guess Anthony Fauci and the governor and all that didn't declare emergency, so you didn't give a damn about your old people, did you? No, you ran up into grandma and your auntie and you kissed them and hugged them and said, you know, I got a little bit of a cold. I hope you don't catch it. Dumbass.
Mr. Snodgrass, please, sir.
members of council, this is probably one of the toughest few days that I've had. That doesn't mean that I'm astray in my principles. It's just I'm trying to do my best to see it from all sides. When you take our 14-day total of 204, and you do the math on the amount of citizens in our county, then you're looking at 0.3% that currently are infected, you know, with this dreadful disease. DHEC put out the recovery rate today of 91%. That's good news. Then I looked at counties who have passed a mask ordinance. And you've got 8 counties that also have passed a mask ordinance in the last 2 weeks or even a month. And so then I start looking at their numbers. And I was encouraged to see that Kershaw County shares very similar stats with those counties that have already passed a face covering ordinance. And I don't say that to say that masks don't work, because I do believe that they do aid in the reduction of spread. It's a choice that I make for me and my family. We have a mask, and so these are all the things that went into as I was studying this. And then I began to think about, okay, what's the practicality of enforcing something like this? And then someone might say, we're not going to be able to enforce it. You know, we're going to be like the city of Camden, and we're going to use it as an educational tool, and we're going to use it as just a way to nudge people. I'm convinced that what we did 4 weeks ago with our resolution, I'm convinced that moved us forward in putting the county in a position to be able to educate and somewhere to stand that by a 6-1 vote, this county council 4 weeks ago said, we believe masks are important. We believe it's a wise choice for everyone to wear a mask. I'm thankful that the governor has created this system in which you can incentivize restaurants and other businesses to put masks into place. And so, you know, maybe there's a free market response here. Maybe there's, I mean, I know personally, I don't always go into businesses that I know don't require masks. I tend to go to ones who do require masks. So I think it's worth us realizing that there's a free market response here to encourage masks. And so, yes, I believe that masks are important to curbing. But when I look at the numbers, I'm convinced that our community is beginning to make the wise choice. And I'm thankful for that. And at this time, I don't see where we need to force them into a choice in which the evidence is showing that they're beginning to make on their own. And so, you know, I don't like stirring controversy. So I really hate that. But I'm not going to be able to support this tonight. And thank you for allowing me to meander through my mind.
So the Reverend goes over all the things that he's been thinking about, all the numbers this way and the numbers that way. And then what does he really come down to? How in the world would we enforce this? I think mass is a good thing. He hadn't looked at any of the real reports or anything. He just was listening to the McMaster and the Anthony Fauci and MSM and all that kind of stuff. But he'd been paying attention to the numbers and all. But what really is going on is he says we can't enforce it. Now, I believe that if we could force all the people to wear masks, Mr. David Snodgrass, the Reverend, would force everybody to wear the mask. And right now we ain't got 4 to 6 deputies. How in the world are we going to force them and all that kind of stuff? But when it really comes down to it, if he had the force to do it, Reverend David Snodgrass would force you to wear a mask, because he believes in the mask and it makes everybody feel better and all that. Romans 13, don't you know? And then Mr. Snodgrass said he's glad that Henry McMaster has incentivized businesses to get their clients to wear masks. You know what that means? That means he's glad that Henry McMaster forces the businesses to make everybody wear masks. That's what he's saying. He incentivized. My ass incentivized you, damn Reverend. You're crazy. You're crazy. Incentivized. Why don't you use the damn word, force the people? And you're for that? You are for that, David Snodgrass? You are not for liberty. You are not for human rights. You are for Romans 13. Oh, obey the state no matter what. And now that you are part of the state, you want to force people to do it. But you ain't got enough people to force people. So you just say, oh, well, we can't force them, so I'm glad Henry can do it, force the businesses to do it, and call it incentivizing. What kind of propaganda bullshit is that? You, oh, great day. And then, oh, top it all off, he calls it a free market response, y'all. That ain't no damn free market. That's the governor of Slavelandia telling the people that ask permission to do business with the mafia. He's forcing them to do this. This ain't no free market. Where in the hell? See, he ain't got no basis in, he ain't got no foundation in liberty. He don't understand human rights. He don't understand God-given rights. He thinks the government can force you to do anything for any damn reason in the world. These people are crazy. And see, the only reason this thing didn't pass is because they can't enforce it, y'all. There's too many of us and not enough of them order followers and believers in this bull crap called government. Don't y'all understand it yet? These are youthful idiots playing into the game, and the next thing you know, they're gonna be giving you a roll up your sleeve and forcing you to do that, or you're not gonna be able to buy or sell anything. And they're gonna tell you it's for your safety. Don't you know, because we love you and want to keep you safe and protect grandma and the kids and everything. Great day. Come on, people, wake the hell up. These people are crazy. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. I don't know why you want everybody else to make. If you don't want to go into business and don't want a mask, don't go into damn business, David Snodgrass. All you people, if you don't, if you want. You know what? I think all you people that want all this need to lock your damn ass in the house and not come out. Order from Jeff Bezos and from Amazon and Walmart and all the big box stores. Just order your stuff. Stay the hell at home. Leave me the hell alone. If you don't like it, shove it up your ass. You people are crazy. And I ain't letting you steal my liberty no more.
Very good. Mr. Gardner, are you continuing?
You know, I hear we talk about our liberties and our rights and government overstepping their bounds. And, so if I go to the other side of that and you say you don't have a right or you don't want to wear a mask because that's your right, well, how about when you cough on me and sneeze on me and you give me COVID? Have you not stepped on my rights? Have you not stepped on my rights of being safe when you don't wear one?
So that's an argument. So Tom says his rights is more righter than your rights. And if you gave somebody the flu, you violated their rights. And if you gave somebody the cold, you violated their rights. And if he gave somebody the flu or the cold, he violated their rights. That's what he's trying to tell you. If you gave somebody a coat, now how in the hell are you going to figure that out? And then they both, Samuel Tucker and Tom Gardner, believe that asymptomatic people are spreading the virus all over the place, swapping spit and everything else. Well, they need to stay the hell at home. Ain't nothing, no studies, even the CDC come out and said asymptomatic people ain't spreading the virus all over the place. And yet, they somehow or another, I guess the Communist News Network's telling them all this bull crap. I'm telling you, boys, these are the useful idiots that I can't believe y'all elected. The final straw in the camel's back that broke the camel was when Julie Burns, the DARPA man, the military industrial complex man, the man that likes to force everybody to do everything, Julie Burns, he comes in and gives his 2 cents. Listen to this, y'all.
I'll summarize my view and first say that Mr. Gardner and Mr. Tucker are passionate about this because they're passionate about the county. And I appreciate the way they put forward the argument for masks, one that I fully agree with. The masks are an essential component of the total picture we as a county will endure. And let's just take the most optimistic view that this is going to last us another 4 months and maybe as far out as 8 months. And that is the most reasonable, rational approach, is to take the long view. And the best law of the human heart is the human heart itself. Out of respect, as Mr. Tucker and Mr. Gardner have said, and out of courtesy and out of regard for the health of your fellow man, whether you believe in masks or not, the other person does. And as St. Paul said, don't be a stumbling block. Step up and show respect and courtesy, and wear the mask, wash your hands, keep your social distance. And we at county have been saying that for 6 months.
So all you people that don't go along, Julie Byrne says, y'all are stumbling blocks. And then he says some saint here and there said, y'all don't need to be no damn stumbling blocks. Y'all need to do exactly what I say. Because my name is Julie Burns and I follow orders. I've been following orders all my life. I've been sucking on the government teeth all my life. And y'all need to do the same damn thing. That's what Julie Burns. That's what Julie Burns said.
Secondly, Americans wouldn't follow you out of curiosity if they don't believe in you. Americans are people who like to be inspired, educated, and told the reason why. They won't follow you across the street if they don't believe in you. And I would tell you that we need to do a job of persuading our people to believe in us, our leadership on this table, and in several counties, the cities and towns in this county. And make the case for doing what we can to save one another, as Tom and Mr. Tucker have said. But also, the fundamental issue for me is believing in our people, believing in our county, and the power of our county to get it done. And that's what I'm appealing to tonight. But also, I believe you should not give an order you can't enforce or you won't enforce. Because when you tell
Julie Byrne says, if you can't enforce it, don't pass the law. But if you can force it. That's what he's saying with all his military jargon and all. Teach sucker.
Order you can't enforce or you won't enforce. Because when you tell them to do something really dangerous the next time, they'll say, well, he didn't believe in that first order. Why should I ask him to believe in a law that I pass on the second go around? It's not military, it's human nature. Human beings deserve to be treated with respect and dignity, but they also, under our Constitution, as Mr. Snodgrass has pointed out, a concept of liberty, a liberty also to do the right thing for your fellow man and not just do what you want to do. So I'm not going to support it tonight, but I'm going to watch it very carefully as we move through the Labor Day period. With that,
you see, Julie Byrne supports the mask, but he doesn't understand how you're going to enforce it either. At this moment, we don't have enough force to do it. You know what? I think he's hinting that at some point, he's going to have enough force to do it. I think he knows something that you don't know. I think he knows that we're going to see forced vaccination.
Yeah, Mr. Connell.
Something you said just sparked me wanting to say something. So I won't support it tonight, and it's in part due to the separation between a civil and a legal criminal matter. This is us looking at passing the civil ordinance that would result in a money fine if someone violates it. I don't think we should be in the habit of passing an ordinance that we can't fully enforce. Maybe it's legal to pass the ordinance, but we really would be hamstrung because of who we are as a county. We're a municipality, we're a baby of the state, creation of the state, and the people that would have to enforce this wouldn't necessarily have the authority to make people produce IDs and effectively write the civil summons or the ticket or however that would be fashioned. It would go down to some code enforcement officers that don't have that authority or ability. Or I even heard some building and zoning officials. You know, so that's the primary reason that I would oppose it. Whether or not you agree with the effectiveness or masks, I think Mr. Snodgrass was right that the best the county could do legally was, I think it was 2 meetings ago, whenever we voted and did the resolution recommending masks, assume the risk, protect yourself if you're at risk or otherwise. I have to say that I believe it was Dr. Godfrey and Mr. Gardner's comments tonight were very compelling. But in spite of the compulsion, I too lean libertarian and have to be confined by what I think the law allows and wouldn't overstep what I don't think we can enforce. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
So as you can see from the comments, they all agree that these here masks, which don't do anything, and that's there's studies and those studies and studies that show they don't do anything. But every single one of them agree that masks are a good thing and that everybody ought to wear them. But four of them say they can't enforce it. Liberty did not have a victory on August 11th, 2020 in Kershaw County. No, indeed it didn't. Indeed, Liberty lost. Because all these people are authoritarians and they will force you to do anything if they can get their useful idiots dressed in Batman costumes, and if they can hire enough Batman costumes to force you to do it, they will do it. Just something to think about. This is Pork Chop. Y'all come back, you hear? Mm-hmm.